Hey everyone, this is AJ, and this is going to be a weird show this week because, as you know, on Christmas, we have typically given you a Christmas episode, but this year we're all so busy, we just didn't have time to record one. So here's what I thought I would do. As you all know, we have a Patreon account, and those of you who are patrons know that we often discuss our holiday plans or anything having to do with the holiday during this period of time. Those of you who don't have a Patreon account or are not our patrons haven't heard those episodes. So what I decided to do was to take some of our Christmas or holiday discussions and give them to you here. Now, those of you who are patrons, you may have heard these before, but hopefully it'll be fun for you to revisit. Those who aren't patrons, maybe this will be incentive to become a patron, because our briefing room is something that we do every single week, just like our regular show, and you get discussions like these every single week along with the regular show. So we hope you have a great holiday, or are going to have a great holiday, or have had a great holiday. You will probably hear from us before the end of the year. But if you don't, have a great new year. We'll see you in 2024. So thanks for listening in 2023, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
So Jen had a topic that she wanted to bring up.
I did. Yeah. I don't know if anyone follows Am I the Asshole on Reddit, but
I apparently do because it pops up all the time.
I love it.
And it also popped up on my Twitter.
Yep. It's on Twitter too.
Yeah.
So I got to find it here. Where the hell is it?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
I can read it if you want.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So here's the original post on Reddit. Am I the asshole for giving my coworker a fantasy novel for Secret Santa to try to broaden her horizons? For Secret Santa, I got Sarah, who put down a bunch of books that she wanted, as well as other things like socks, tea, and candy. I was a little disappointed, to be honest, because I really like to shop for people and give really cool gifts. And these were just blah things. When I looked up all the books to get her, I found out that they were all romance novels. I felt kind of cringe buying her romance novels. So I looked at the common themes and found a really good fantasy novel to buy her instead, called Warbreaker by Brandon Sanderson. It has romance in it, too. I figure if she likes to read, then she'd be happy to broaden her horizons and branch out. I also got her some Baby Yoda socks to go with it, because who doesn't like Baby Yoda? And some Bigelow tea that looked good. We did the exchange this morning, and she looked visibly confused when she opened hers. She changed her face to be surprised, happy, but this really bothered me. In the break room later, I heard her talking and complaining, saying she didn't get why someone got her these things. The other person said they probably were upset that they got a woman instead of a man, which I thought was rude. I'm a woman, too. I'm just not a pumpkin spice latte and Hallmark woman. Then after I saw her give the socks to someone else, saying they could have them for their kid. I was honestly really bothered by this. I put thought and effort into a gift. Am I the asshole for giving her something to branch out of the humdrum romance genre and Baby Yoda socks? I thought everyone liked Baby Yoda. And then it says, edit. For those trying to make this into me being a pick me, first of all, don't be misogynistic. Second of all, she wasn't talking about $5 Harlequin romances on her list. Her list had the following books: Beach Read by Emily Henry, The People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry, In a Holidays by Christina Loren, The Unhoneymooners by Christina Loren. So there aren't traditional romance novels. They were normal enough to make me think that branching out was fine. So What do you have to say about that, Jen?
I have to say, yes, you're the asshole. I mean, come on.
Of course.
That is the most pretentious fucking thing.
Yes.
I mean, really? And if somebody takes the time to give you a list of books they want those books.
Right.
How do you know she hasn't branched out of the humdrum romance?
Right.
Readers have very personal tastes.
Yeah.
They, you know, I love romance, but I also love fantasy. I love, you know, I love YA. I love lots of different genres.
Right.
But if I want certain books and I give you a list, give me those books.
Right.
Don't be like, oh, those are romance. I'm not buying that. That's just so cringy. And she literally said it was cringy.
It was cringy. Right.
Shit. And yeah. She needs to branch out. Like, fuck off. Stop being a pretentious asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, that post just completely comes off as pretentious asshole. Give me a fucking break. Are you kidding me? And poor AJ, because I sent her this and she was reading the responses, which started bagging on Bigelow Tea.
I was kind of really surprised because there were so many responses that were like, you know, you shouldn't be judging other people's choices in books. You know, how dare you judge other people's choices in books? And if that's what she wants, then you should get them for her and not judge people. And then all these same people were all judgy about Bigelow Tea, but that tea choice they made, that's just ridiculous. Nobody buys Bigelow Tea. If you're a tea drinker, you are not drinking Bigelow Tea. And I'm sitting here with like 4 or 5 boxes of Bigelow Tea in my cupboard. Right. Like,
what the fuck? Don't be banging on Bigelow Tea.
I mean, come on. I mean, if you're upset about somebody judging somebody for their picks and books, then you should also not be the person that judges people about their picks and tea. You know, I mean, because a lot of the comments were like, you know, this person just doing this to feel superior. They feel like their, you know, books are, somebody saying, if you want to be all complain about misogyny and then maybe start by accepting that it's totally fine to be that kind of woman and that you being a different kind doesn't make your interests superior.
Right.
And then later on saying like, oh, but that Bigelow Tea, that's. But I mean, yeah. Honestly, I put a thing.
No, I get that. I just think that their point was like, you're judging her for romance novels, yet you're just buying her basic tea. I mean, come on. I'm not saying Bigelow's not good tea. It is. I told you, I've got a box of it in my cupboard.
Right. But my whole point was that these people were like, oh, this person's doing that to feel superior, like her picks. Right, but then those same people were like, you know, not that you just bought her this, you know, $1 tea or whatever, but like nobody drinks that. No real tea drinker drinks that stuff because it's crap.
True.
You know, and it's like, so you're kind of judging, like I'm a real tea drinker. Okay. And I bought all of the expensive brands. Mm-hmm. You know, all of the expensive loose leaf, you know, and Caitlin is the same way. Caitlin has bought, I mean, she's got how many, I can't even tell you how many, you know, gourmet teas in there that she drinks on the regular. Most of them are loose leaf and they're expensive, like kinds that she likes, you know?
Yeah.
But we both love a good constant comment. Okay. If somebody were to give me constant comment for a present, I'd be stoked, to be honest with you.
There you go.
So
love it.
I mean, but the real issue here is, you know, judging somebody's book requests.
Yeah. And just give her a fucking book card or a gift card. If you don't want to buy the books, get her a gift card.
That would have been the better bet. That's probably what I would have done. I would have probably gone like, you know what? I'll just get her a gift card. If I felt cringy, what I personally would have done was gone in there and bought the books or bought one or two of those books, you know?
Same. Yeah.
But you know, if I was somebody that was like, oh, this is, I don't know about this, I would have just picked up a gift card.
Yeah. And I mean, I get her being confused about Baby Yoda because who doesn't like Baby Yoda? But I also apparently see the other side too. Apparently this other, I think it was probably more that, oh my God, what the fuck with the book? And then, oh, Baby Yoda, what the fuck? I mean, it was the double whammy. You know, if she had gotten her the book that she wanted and Baby Yoda socks, she probably would have been fine with that.
Right.
But no, you decided that her reading material wasn't up to your standards and she needed to branch out.
Right.
And then you bought her Baby Yoda socks too. Like what? Just what?
Right.
No.
Just give her, you know, and in that case, again, you know, you have, it's a Christmas present. I would have probably just found a Christmassy pair of socks. Like,
yeah, right.
Or just a fuzzy, somebody was saying that, like, you just give her a pair of fuzzy socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but this person had to be all like, you know, judgy.
Yeah.
Get her. I'm sure that a book that she picked was fine. But the problem is that if you know, I'm one of these kind of people that if somebody like pushes a book on you, you need to broaden your horizons. Here's a book.
Right.
100% would not read that book just out of spite.
Yeah.
I had a guy that I worked with one time and this guy was an asshole. He was like so misogynistic and just, he was an older guy. And he was just such an asshole. Anyway, we got on the subject of books and he and I were not friends. He knew that I disliked him and he disliked me. And he started, Amy, have you ever read The Little Prince? And I was like, nope, you should really read that. First of all, I'm thinking, okay, what are you saying about me? Like, okay. Right. But yeah, I'm sure it was a commentary on me somehow. And I was like, oh, okay, sure, fine. And he was like, I've got a copy at home. I'm going to bring it in for you. And I was like, no, thanks. I don't need, if I want to read it, I'll read it. No, I really think.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I don't need your book, but thanks. Honest to God, next day I came in, that book was sitting on my chair.
Oh my God. What a douche.
Right. And I was like, oh, look at this. Don't need it. Thanks, though. Put it back on his desk. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? But that's kind of that. This post gives me that kind of energy.
you know,
but don't force your, you know, don't force people to broaden their horizons.
No.
By giving them a book that they, you know, you can say like, hey, you know what? I saw these things on your list. You know who you might like? What was the guy's name? Sanderson, Brian Sanderson, or
something like that.
You might like this, and that's perfectly fine to do that.
Right.
To suggest it that way.
Yeah.
But to just say, yeah, I'm going to ignore all your picks on your list, and I'm going to get you this book that I think you'd like better.
I think you'd like better.
That I think that would broaden your horizons, get you out
of that. To get out of your
humdrum romance novel. Humdrum
romance, pumpkin spice,
latte.
What the fuck?
It's obnoxious.
I cannot with the internet, like seriously right now. I'm just,
But you know what? I cannot with Secret Santas. I mean, we did a Secret Santa a few times at my work and I hate that. I always got the person that I didn't like. And what am I going to get for that person?
Right.
And we used to do a gift exchange, like a white elephant gift exchange. And it was like, everybody, you know, get something under $25. And you always have those couple of assholes that like, this is a $50 gift, but I thought you'd like it. Or like $100, you know, like everybody else is staying within the parameters of below 25. And you've got to get this, you know, fancy, like, oh, it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
I spent more than the rest of you, but I really wanted to, you know, it's like, fuck off, asshole. Fuck off. And then the executives would be in on this thing. And it's like, Who the fuck? You don't need a.
No,
I don't need to. I don't need to spend my $25.
Right.
Hard earned bucks. Given some dude who's making, you know, seven figures.
Yeah.
A gift card to Olive Garden.
No,
you know?
No,
that doesn't 100%. Need to happen.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
So I just in general have a problem with Secret Santas and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't think I've done a Secret Santa in years. I just want nothing to do with it.
Sucks. Secret Santas.
Yeah. My office doesn't do it. So thank God. Yeah.
Just stop doing that, people.
Yeah.
It sucks. People don't like it. And then one company that I worked for, we didn't do a Secret Santa. And they didn't make everybody pitch in, which is good.
Right.
But the company paid for an expensive gift for the CEO every year. And it was like a big deal. They had a big, you know, Christmas luncheon and they would present the CEO with the gift that the company paid for. And you're like, the fuck? He didn't need that. He's making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What does he need, you know, with your expensive tie that you're buying him? Like, you know?
Yeah.
This the dude that, you know, it's like somebody, I don't know. I feel like Rourke would never. Rourke would tell people like, don't do this.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
No.
I'll give out a bonus to everyone. How's that?
Yeah.
That's what Rourke would do. That's the classic thing to do. But
yeah.
This particular company, the guy was like, yeah, I'll take this expensive tie. Thanks a lot. Bye, y'all. Okay. Whatever. New golf clubs.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
Stop it.
Just stop. So over it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I totally understand why you were.
Oh, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Renee, actually, from the group, she mm-hmm. the one that pointed that one out to me. She's like, believe this bullshit.
It's ridiculous. So they also, Am I the Asshole, put up a poll.
Yeah.
Did you see that on mm-hmm. Twitter?
Yep.
So the poll right now, as it stands, 75% of people thinks the original poster is the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Good. 6% says the coworker is an asshole.
What?
Yeah.
That 6% is pretentious assholes too.
Yeah. 11% say they both suck. And 8% says neither sucks.
All right.
Okay. So you shouldn't be in the lunchroom talking about a crappy gift you were given.
No,
that I agree. Shouldn't happen.
No, it shouldn't. But
no, coworker is the asshole in that. I mean, you can go, I don't know, later on and talk to somebody and go, hey, would your son like these Baby Yoda socks?
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone here. You
know? Right.
But because I've done that a couple of times and, you know, Secret Santa's, I've like, you know, hey, could you use this? And one Secret Santa, there was a gift that I swear to God was re-given like 3 or 4 times. Re-gifted. I'm not even kidding you. Re-gifted 3 or 4 times. And finally it got to me and I was like, oh, this, what was it? It was like a voiceover IP account or something, like some kind of weird make free phone calls. And it's like, why do I need this? Nobody needs this. This is why it's been re-gifted.
Wow.
Like 4 times. Nobody needs this. But when it got to me, I was like, you know, I'm not going to fucking re-gift this to somebody else. So I went on eBay and sold it.
There you go. I mean, hell, why not? Might as well.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, do you know what I did last night? Nothing exciting. Just like chilled. It was amazing. What? I went to my friend's house and we ordered cheeseburgers from Five Guys and we watched a movie. It was like
the most laid back movie.
We watched Spirited, which is the new, it's like brand new. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. Mm. And it's a mm-hmm. new adaptation of Christmas Carol. I loved it. It was so fun. And I'm like, Will Ferrell, I think, is fine. Like, I don't dislike Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't see things because of Will Ferrell, but I don't hate him. I thought he was delightful in the movie. And obviously, Ryan Reynolds can do whatever he likes because he's...
Yeah, not big fan adorable. There either, so...
You don't like Ryan Reynolds either? Oh, I think he's adorable.
Okay. Just not my time.
Oh, if you're talking about attractiveness, whatever, but...
not necessarily, I think he's
adorable. But it was fun. It was fun, and it was like a really creative retelling of Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of nice because...
We always think like, how can they do this... Again, in any other way. You know?
Nothing will beat Muppet Christmas Carol, obviously, but...
Right.
But it was
fun.
Do
you ever, like, watch, like, one of the classic Christmas Carol movies? Like, classic Christmas Carol movie that you...
No, the first... So, the first Christmas movie I ever watched other than, like... I remember watching National Lampoon... and Home Alone,
because
they would come out on like TBS and stuff when I was a kid, but like I wasn't allowed to watch those movies but if my family wasn't around, I would watch them, you know, if they came on. But the first Christmas movie I ever watched that wasn't one of those, and it was like on purpose, was Scrooged. So it was a Christmas Carol adaptation.
I love that movie.
With Albert Finney. It was my high school boyfriend's like favorite Christmas movie, and his name was Tim, and we were... like hanging out after a speech tournament around Christmas time. And he's like, will you get in trouble if we watch Christmas movies? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, I want to show you my favorite Christmas movie. And so it was that. And then we watched two other Christmas movies that night. We watched A Muppet Christmas Carol and we watched White Christmas. And so those were like the first official Christmas movies I was ever introduced to. I have only seen It's a Wonderful Life once. Mm. I have never seen Miracle on 34th Street.
I thought you said you had and you didn't like it.
No, I've seen it as a play.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like the story.
It is one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time.
I should watch the movie, see if I like it.
The original.
Yeah, I should watch the original movie with, what's her name in it? What is her name?
Natalie Wood.
Yes. But I really like, I saw... a play of it, and I was like, this is pretty bad.
So many of the classic actors and actresses, you know, Natalie Wood and Maureen O'Hara, and wasn't that his name, the guy that played Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
But yeah, a lot of really classic actors in that movie. And Natalie Wood is amazing in that movie. So, but who knows? I mean, you may not like it. So,
well, I mean, I'm not like against watching these movies. I just haven't, you know. And now, whenever I'm like Christmas movie, I'm like, or I'll just watch Muppet Christmas Carol again. I love that movie. It's so fun. I love the Muppets, though.
Yeah. Like, well, any Muppet movie, yeah, obviously,
right.
But yeah, and then there's, you know, I do try to get in one of the really classic Christmas Carol movies, like one of the really old timey ones from the 30s and 40s, you know, or 50s or whenever they're made.
Or whenever.
One of the black and white with the, you know, old timey actors.
For the actors that we don't remember their names. I don't remember their names.
So, okay. Caitlin typically will come over before Christmas and decorate for my mom. So, for us, that will be tomorrow. So, tomorrow nice. Everything will be decorated. Okay. And I don't know what we're going to do about a tree. My mom's like, I don't want a tree.
Oh,
we may not have a tree. I mean, I don't see that. There may not be a...
some people just don't care. And see, I'm that person that gets really into a tree.
Yeah. And Caitlin is too. And Caitlin's like, well, I want a tree. But, you know, I mean, she's so busy and she's not living here anymore.
Oh,
she's with Clara.
Oh, she's living with Clara.
Yeah.
That's news. So, I did not know that.
Oh, I thought I had already said that.
You might have. And I didn't. Maybe it was one of the nights.
Pay attention to me.
I usually pay attention.
I'm really insulted.
Oh my gosh. I cannot with you people.
you always just say like, oh, you know, she was with Clara and blah, blah, blah. You never actually said they're living together. So, well,
I can't remember if I said it. I may not have. But that happened right around Thanksgiving.
Okay. Good.
For a lot of reasons, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked about if they were able to stay together for a year that they would think about doing that.
Oh, that's
and it's been a year.
It's been a year. God, it's been a year already. Wow.
Good for them.
Good for them. I'm so happy.
So
it makes me happy. Like friend ear to ear happy. Like, oh, yay.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, I'm glad she's happy.
Yeah.
So
and that's what matters.
So yeah, but she moved most of her stuff out around Thanksgiving. And so, and she's working so much that it's like, you know, it's hard for her to get over here.
Yeah.
And even on that day, she had set aside that day. She took the day off tomorrow. And then she called me. She was like, yeah, so my plans are going to change a little bit because I need to see the dentist. And their first open appointment was, you know, the same day I was going to, you know, tomorrow, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
In the afternoon. So she said, I'm going to have to come over really early and decorate and then go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, you know,
do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. But she wants to, she did say something about wanting to put up a tree. And I was like, well, I don't know how you're going to do that. Go out and get a tree and decorate the entire house,
you know,
and then go back to Long Beach and have your dentist appointment. I'm not sure how you're going to do that.
And I mean, you guys get a real tree?
Yeah, usually.
Oh, okay. Cause yeah, I've got a fake tree. So
yeah, my mom was like, cause this year she was like, I don't know about putting up a tree. And I said, well, we could put up a fake tree. She's like, no.
Oh my God.
Cause they had a fake tree for years.
When I was a kid, like we all had real trees. Like my grandma had one. My parents had one. My Uncle Bill and Aunt Judy had one. And now we're all like, fuck it. We're just getting a, we're just going to buy an artificial one. And
yeah, see, well, I was opposite. We always had that fake. I don't know when they got that fake tree when I was little.
Sure.
And they used it every year, I think, until I can't remember when they stopped using it and started getting fake trees. I mean, real trees.
Okay. Yeah. We never,
you know, I was grown.
I never had a fake tree until I moved out of the house. I think all of us were out of the house before my parents finally bought an artificial tree.
Yeah.
So, but it's to the point where you're like, we live in Michigan. We see evergreens all the goddamn time. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot easier to just put up an artificial tree than it is to go out and chop one down and haul it home and, you know, do the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it is. This is why I suggested it, but she's not having that.
I mean, even putting up a tree and putting up all the ornaments and stuff is a lot of work, even when it's artificial. A lot of work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it takes me a full, I listened to four of our podcasts while I was putting mine up. So
yeah, it takes a while.
Mine's not that big. Like, I think it's 7 or 8 feet. So
yeah. It takes a long time.
Other than that, well, so mine is pre-lit, but I could not. So pissed. I bought it last year because my other one was like 5.5 feet. It wasn't that big. And I collect Christmas ornaments. That's kind of one of my things. And I just didn't have the room.
Right.
And so I bought a new one last year. And so it was fine last year. You know, everything connected. I go to put it up this year and I could not get the connections. Like, because it's like in three parts, right? And then you have to connect the lights so that they all light up. Could not get the connections right to save my life. I called my brother. I called my mom. I'm like, you guys come help me. I cannot do this. Aww. My brother's a fucking athlete. He's an electrician. And he comes over and he's like, I don't know what the hell. Like, me either. Like, I cannot do this. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to Walgreens and just buy fucking lights and put them on. this tree is pre-lit. I don't care. I'm just going to put lights on it because I cannot do this. So yeah, my pre-lit tree has other lights on it because they do not
connect. Do what you got to do.
So that was like 90% of my day trying to put my tree up. Putting the ornaments on took me maybe a half hour.
You didn't use YouTube's and look up and see if how.
No, I tried. It's just it's all so it's like there's different connections that and they're like they hook together, right? So you would think you could put one end and one end as long as they were from different connecting like areas, you would think you could put them together and it would all light up. No, I would get them together and half the tree would light up, or just one part of the tree would light up, or the middle of the tree would light up, or the bottom, or the top. And it's okay. I'm done. Just done.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I understand.
I'm just going to go buy lights. And you know what? And I bought it on clearance and they were white lights and I like colored lights better anyway. So there we go.
There you go. It's probably on clearance because somebody's like, I can't get this damn tree to light up.
That stupid thing doesn't work.
I'm so mad. Yes, let's hit record, y'all.
All right, so welcome to the briefing room, everyone. Show before the show.
Hey, guys.
And it's the week after New Year's, if we all sound like we're like dead or half dead.
That's just what I sound like. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, we've just been talking about how it's been a year, like a for all of us, I think. So.
Yeah.
How's the weather been out there? Okay.
Rainy.
Right. Same here.
But not freezing. Yeah.
Well, that's good. We're literally
getting a better storm right now. Yeah. Just keep sending it our way. It's fine.
We're getting a better storm right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it just rained here all day and it was like misting on my way back. So I was dog sitting. And the people I was dog sitting for, they were in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were supposed to leave Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And their flight was delayed to like 2 a.m. And so they went to go to the airport. Now, like, security shuts down at 11, no matter what. So they go at midnight, or they go at like 10:30 anyway to like check in their bags and just spend a couple hours at the airport, right? Mm-hmm. Their flight was delayed till 6:45 in the morning.
Mm.
So they spent all night in the airport. Then they get there, you know, now like way later. It's like 9:30 in the morning. They get to Tampa. And they're supposed to check into their hotel, obviously, the night before, or yeah, at like 1 or 2 a.m. or some bullshit like that. And they were like, well, we don't have a room for you now. So they had to wait for a room. So they like were awake all day. Then they had to set up for her sister's wedding, which was an all day thing, the next day. She was like, we were there from 7 a.m. until about 2 in the morning. And then they were going to go lay on the beach, but it was 55 degrees and raining.
Well, you can still do that, I guess. You can.
So they got back this afternoon and I went back to their house to just because I kept the key just in case because, you know, so I went back to their house to give them back their key. And she was like, I have never wanted to come home from vacation more in my life. So she tells me all this
that's
shit.
Sad.
And she's like, well, when they got on the airplane this morning, they were told that not all of their luggage would make it on the plane because it was a small plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, they were just like done. So they're like, will you watch our animals when we go on a real vacation next year? Sure.
Yeah, why not?
God, well, like, that sucks so much.
Yeah, well, that sounds like all of the Southwest bullshit that was going on.
over here.
Yeah, I kept hearing about how terrible Southwest flights were this weekend.
They canceled all of them. And like at a certain point, they just like, oh, we're just going to cancel everything. And my brother-in-law was in, he was in Seattle visiting his mom. And he had planned to come back Christmas Eve, like that morning.
Yeah.
His flight was supposed to get in Christmas Eve. Or else the night before. Maybe it was the night before. Yeah, I think it was the night before. And they canceled all the flights. And so he had to spend Christmas up there with his mom, which was fine with him, you know, but it just wasn't what he had planned, you know?
Right.
And he actually had to stay up there, which Christmas Day was Sunday.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get a flight out until Wednesday.
Oh my God.
So my older sister came over, I think it was Friday. And she was like, well, we finally had our Christmas last night. So, yeah, I felt awful. For her. Yeah, because she was waiting on everything. She was like, she was telling their son, like, you know, my nephew John, she was like, I'm not opening presents. We're not having any of the food. We're waiting till your dad gets back.
That's sweet.
So I was like, well, that's sad.
That sucks. But,
I mean, they did come here. And so I made a Christmas dinner. You know, all of that. So they had that.
That's good.
Well, at least there's that, but that's still, that's it awful. It still
sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes me think of, I wanted to show you guys one of the presents I got for Christmas, but it's all the way downstairs. I have to go get it. Because there's a decision I have to make in regards to this present. And and I have been conflicted.
Okay.
And so I wanted to get your input on it.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm going to go down
down and grab
it. You guys can amuse yourselves.
Dude.
Okay.
Come here. I know.
Did you have a good Christmas, Jen?
I really did, yeah. We missed Patrick. I think I told you guys that he had the same sort of flight issues.
Yeah.
He got into Chicago and it was the weekend of the blizzard and could not get a flight back to Michigan at all. And he looked into the train and the train wasn't running and he's just like, guess I'm going back to California. So Yeah. It was like four or five different canceled flights. So
I just feel bad for people traveling, you know, like, because I know people knew that the weather was going to be bad. Yeah. But like when you first bought your tickets, right. you didn't know that because you bought them months ago.
Right. Exactly.
So it just sucks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And we completely we missed him, but we still had a good time.
Well, I mean, yeah, what else are you gonna do? You're gonna be like, now we're not gonna be happy.
Right, we're gonna be sad because Patrick's not here. But yeah. And I know he was really bummed out because it was more about coming home to see Uncle Bill than it was even to see his parents. You know. Because he knows he doesn't have a whole lot of years left to see Grandpa. So,
yeah.
So that was his biggest
thing. Well, that's
hard,
too.
So, yeah, he's rough. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, it was fantastic. We had a really good time. We played a lot of games. And have you ever played Ravine?
Yes, I love Ravine.
Oh my God, Nick and Katie have it. And we had so much fun. We were like, oh my God, this is the best game ever. I forget how Nick explained it. It was like, he's like, it's a combination of Settlers and Pandemic and something else. And I just remember my comment because I was like, so it's two of the most complicated games ever and one of the dumbest ever. And he's like, yeah, basically. And I can't remember what the third one was, but yeah, it was so funny.
You're just like, you get like food cards and you're like, but I don't want to eat a squirrel.
Right.
But I guess I have to live.
Poor Krista was like, she was so funny. She's like, I got a grub. I'm not eating that.
You're like, well, then you die. Turn
he still had a bunch of hearts.
Heart,
she was fine.
Turn that wooden heart over your dad.
She still had a bunch of hearts. She was fine. She's like, I'm not eating your grub. I refuse. We're like, all right, fair enough. I wouldn't eat a grub either. But I guess if you're starving.
We kept.
Or you're on Fear Factor.
Literally kept losing.
Right.
Or because if you're of on rain. Fear Factor.
But. No, that game is so fun. We had such a blast with it.
I love that. Yeah, my friends introduced me to it, and so I bought it for Steve, and so it's a game. So Steve and I love board games, but our friend Natalie, she has very short attention span when it comes to games, and it's not because she is like ADD. She doesn't actually like games that much.
Okay.
Which is fine. You're allowed to not like them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, I don't like playing cooperative games with you then because you're going to be the reason we lose. So we have worked really hard to find games that Natalie can play and like it moves fast enough or we're all playing at once. Because if it's not her turn, she's like looking at her phone, rewatching videos of her nephew, like just whatever. Like that's just
have you
who
ever,
she is.
Have you ever tried 15 seconds or less?
I've heard of it, but I've not played
it. Yeah, that one's fun. Because you just basically have a card and you have to name like different things for each category, I guess. And you only have 15 seconds to do it.
That sounds fun.
So, yeah. No, that one's fun. Yeah, I like that one too. A lot. I got that one a couple years ago for Christmas. So, all right, AJ. What'd you get?
You can also do throw a burrito. We've always, Kayla and I have always been
wanting to. Oh, yeah, we played that this week too. That one's fun.
Yeah. Kayla and I have seen that, and we keep saying we're going to get it, and we never do.
No, that one's really fun.
See? Throw a burrito.
Yeah.
That's a good game.
That sounds fun.
It is fun.
Tara's like, I don't know.
She's like, what?
Well, yeah, whenever you get to throw a burritos. Sure, of course.
Right. I'd rather eat a burrito, but that's fine, too.
Right. Okay, so you're ready to help me make my decision about my present?
Absolutely.
Yes.
They are two Bridgerton albums.
Nice.
Record albums.
Okay.
Of the soundtracks for both the seasons of Bridgerton.
Okay.
Here's the choice that I have to make because at least this one is colored vinyl. Purple colored vinyl. Printed inner sleeve. I'm not sure about this one. Oh, yeah, this is yellow vinyl with a poster inside.
Okay. And
so my dilemma is always, do I open them?
Oh.
Caitlin got this for me because she knows I'm a fan of colored vinyl.
Sure.
Albums.
I would say maybe.
That doesn't help me.
I mean, no. I know that doesn't help me. I know. But no, I would say it's one of those things where you're like, okay, is Bridgerton going to remain the cultural phenomenon that it is?
Right.
Like, if you were to get a Grey's Anatomy soundtrack, would you hold on to it and not open it? Or would you be like, it's past its prime. I'm going to open it.
Right. And it's not really even so much that if the franchise is popular, obviously Bridgerton's pretty popular.
Right. Absolutely.
But it's also if it's rare, if the album is going to be rare, you know,
Good point.
Then it's worth more if it's not open.
Okay.
Because I think we've talked before about how the first pressing of Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction came out when I was working at the record store. And as soon as we got it in, we all looked at the cover and went, well, this is going to get banned. And we all bought copies. And sure enough, they sent a memo out almost the same week that it came out, like a couple of days later. They sent a memo out to all the stores saying, like, pull those copies, send them back. That cover's being recalled.
Oh. I didn't even know that.
And we all.
And I love that album. I had no idea about that.
And we all were like, okay, we're definitely buying these. So we told them like, oh yeah, no copies to send back. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
So
they all got bought.
And I think I saved mine. I ended up selling it later, but I sold it for, it was over $100.
Oh wow.
I sold it for.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's obviously something that's going to be rare because as soon as they came out, they were recalled.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to destroy them after they recall them.
Oh, okay.
But
oh, really?
Yeah. Interesting. But for example, sorry, I'm looking for the original cover for Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction. So later on, we got in a set of Michael Jackson 45s. It was a whole set in a case, and it folded out, and it was all picture sleeves of all his biggest hits on 45, and they were all red colored vinyl.
Oh wow!
And again, that was something that we were all like, you know, yeah, absolutely, we're going to, you know, buy these because, you know, these are going to be worth something someday. But there were so many that were made that it's really not something that is rare enough to really be worth anything.
Right.
So even after he died, because,
wow,
you know, we That's thought like, surprising. Oh, yeah, after he died. Yeah, it really is.
She's trying to get her tail. It's really cute.
Hello. So yeah.
Do we know anything about these albums? Like, do we know if they are part of like an exclusive collection? Do you want us to find out so you're not Googling what your daughter bought you for Christmas?
No. It's fine. You know, I don't know. I mean, I was just I honestly don't think they're going to be like rare to the point where, you know,
probably not. I wouldn't think.
Well, the other thing is that, like, not to be that person, but, you know, the way they create these things now, the way that they produce records, I'm assuming is done in a much different way.
Right.
In 2022.
Right.
Versus.
Right. Yeah.
Right,
exactly. You know, the 70s and 80s, but I think that's super cool.
Yeah, if they're mass producing them for like Target or whatever, then, you know,
right? Yeah,
there's millions of these things out in the world. So
I'm still mad at my
mom. It's not gonna ever be like
getting rid of her Beatles albums.
Yeah,
like, seriously, woman, what were you thinking?
Well, yeah. Did she have a butcher cover?
A what?
The butcher cover. That would be
a butcher
like,
cover?
Oh, crazy. I don't know. Maybe. She might have.
Because I had a friend of mine that
like
I worked with.
Your mom would have seen that and been like, oof.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I know she had an original white album. And she had the original Sgt. Pepper's.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I remember. For sure.
I think, isn't Butcher Cover the one of the most rare Beatles albums?
Yeah.
Tara?
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that had a butcher cover. She had
so cool.
She had can't remember. Did she have a pasted over? Because there's several different iterations of the butcher cover and they are all worth something different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because if you have an original butcher cover that came out on the day and you bought it on the day, that's worth a certain amount of money. But for some weird reason, if you have, because what they did was they recalled those, and instead of destroying those and printing whole new ones, they printed a sticker that they put on top of the new cover. And for some reason, those are even more rare.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, like because people were taking the sticker off is why they're so rare, right?
Okay, got it.
So to have a butcher cover that actually has the sticker intact on front is like really rare.
Wow.
I can't remember whether my friend had the original butcher cover without the sticker or if she had it with the sticker, but I think she bought it without the sticker.
Okay.
And I think she ended up selling it for around $500.
Wow.
To somebody. So there's the cover. There's the original Appetite for Destruction cover.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh,
I can see why that got banned.
Yeah. Right?
That's fucking cool, though.
As soon as it came out, we were all...
That wouldn't be banned nowadays.
No, probably not.
No, not at all.
But at the time...
Oh, yeah. Because what was that? 87, 88?
Yeah.
Right around there?
Yeah.
I know I was in middle school when that came out.
Yeah. So you can see how we all looked at that and went... that's going to get banned.
Like, I'm going to need to order this now.
Right.
Just like bought it immediately.
So what's the consensus on the Bridgerton album? Do I open it?
I would say open it. Are there good songs on it?
I'd open it.
Well, this is the soundtrack.
Right. But I can't even remember what songs are in the show.
Well, yeah, I don't know because it's just soundtrack.
Oh, I thought it was like, yeah, just like the score and stuff.
It's the score. Oh.
Which is
okay.
Also just fine.
Very cool.
But, you know, it's the score, but also, you know how the score had some recent songs, but done with a string quartet.
Like right.
They did Thank You Next.
Yeah.
As... You know, with a string quartet and, you know, so that's what this is.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. I'm opening it. Let's look at the purple vinyl. There you go.
Yes.
Atta girl.
I was really, you know, struggling on Christmas. So I ended up not opening them on Christmas, but so nice cover. Sleeve, nice sleeve artwork. See you there. The nice beautiful picture on there, and then the picture of the queen on the other side.
Love it.
Ah, she's the best.
And this looks pink. Sorry, this is pink. This is not purple.
That looks pink.
From here, I can't really tell.
Hang on.
It's like lavender.
It is very pink. I mean, I guess you could say lavender. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Can see it.
Yeah, it looks lavender.
It's really light on my screen, but
it is very light.
It's very light. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm saying this is purple.
Yes, see? That's purple for sure.
This is pink, definitely.
Yes.
I mean, it's still very cool. What up, Matt?
That's really cool
to see.
Love it.
Yeah, I just love
the yellow one.
Some colored vinyl. Hang on a second. There's, you know, there's a specific way that you have to do
these. Right.
Don't touch the vinyl. You don't touch the vinyl.
Oh, I know. Mess it up. I know. I remember. I don't have a record player anymore, but
let me put this back in. Oh, I do have a record player.
Oh, I'm sure. My mom still has one.
I got a record player from when I was still doing Amazon Vine.
Oh, right.
So this is a double album.
Ooh.
Fancy. It's got the whole score. Well, you know, and it seems like once they got to Here, the second season, they realized how popular it was for them to do popular songs with a string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a ton of those on here. Material Girl is done on with a string quartet. Sign of the Times. Wrecking Ball.
Oh, wow.
It's got their version of How Deep Is Your Love on there. So, plus all of the songs from the score.
Love it.
I don't have long fingernails anymore. Like I used to when I was working at the record store. All right, so yes, this is a double album. It's got very cool pictures.
Nice. Very cool.
You see?
Aww.
It's got more pictures on the inside. And it, ooh, that is very yellow.
Yes, it is indeed. Very yellow.
Yeah, see that? I can definitely tell that that is yellow.
Very, very yellow.
Very yellow.
Love it.
Four B's that weren't very important in this. That's right. The one thing that bothered me about the TV show.
Season two.
I'm assuming this one's yellow also, but I'll take it out anyway. Here's the Bridgerton Manor.
Nice.
But this one's also very yellow.
It is very
yellow. It's very yellow.
Yep.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Nice job, Caitlin.
Yeah. Actually, Clara got this for me, but I'm assuming that Caitlin advised her on what to get.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I love that. I
love it.
Yes.
But Clara's also a Bridgerton fan, so.
Right.
She was worried that I wouldn't think that it was very cool.
No.
Or she worried it would be dorky. It would be a dorky gift. And I was like, no, of course
not. Have you met you?
That's amazing. Yeah,
right? Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. There's a poster.
Whoa. Nice. Love it.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's very cool.
Very nice.
I'll have to tell Caitlin that I opened it.
Love it.
Anyway,
love it.
Okay.
I love that.
So, what else do we need to talk about?
I don't know. Anything?
I'm having a hard time with Salvation. I'm like, yeah, I'm reading it. I'm like, okay, I now understand why I hated it. I didn't hate it, but it was hard for me because,
yeah,
I know. It's not just, it's not just the religious angle, although that is partially it.
Right.
But, it's fucking boring. It's really boring.
See, I think there are really a lot of really case. Funny moments in this book. It is kind of a boring case, but I think there is a lot of really good relationship and banter stuff in there. So
yeah, see, and that's the other thing because typically, and we'll talk about this when we get there, but
right,
typically there's some sort of relationship side story that goes on. And I can't pick it out. I can't pick one out. There was really nothing.
Okay.
There really isn't anything.
There really isn't. It was more just, you know, hey, let them be happy for a book. Great. I like that.
Yeah.
No, Jen, we need you know drama.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that I need drama.
Right.
But there, but I do drama. Miss. No, I don't need drama, but I do miss some sort of other relationship thing happening, sure. You know?
Yeah. No, I get that.
It wasn't like in Born, I guess, you know, Mavis having the baby was drama at the end. Yeah. But during the book,
yeah,
it was just Eve having to deal with the baby shower. That was fun.
Well, that, and there was also the, you know, the whole thing where Whitney didn't want her on the case because...
Well, yeah, but that's still case related. I'm thinking about like I completely like personal,
right? No, I get
stuff.
That.
You know, so there was at least something.
Yeah,
and all of them, there's usually something.
I mean,
and not just with Eve and Rourke, and sometimes it's something.
Come on now,
There is Ariel's cake.
There is
cake. Oh, that's good.
There is cake. We love cake.
Yeah. You know, who doesn't like cake? And that, but I kept thinking, like, that's a fucking ginormous cake. Like, did they eat that themselves? Why didn't she take it to Cop Central? At least it would get eaten.
Right? I thought the same thing. I was like, how do you know that? No.
It's a lot of cake.
We have to remember, we're going to have the same conversation next week.
Yeah, yes, we are. So let's hold off for next week.
Okay. All right. So I guess that's it for the briefing room, everyone. And we'll see you on the regular show.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Podcast in Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast in Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast in Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-Rourke. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte to you.